This is tape two of interviewing Clayton Williams here in Houston about his days in Cubbin and scouting in Brownwood.
One thing I forgot to tell you that in 42, there was a kid named Mark Hall, and I were cleaning out the caves over there. And both of us came down and we were over there, and I don't know what we did. I don't remember ever drinking any water in that cave, but somehow we contracted typhoid fever. Right, and I come down with it about 2 weeks after I came.
And so did him?
Yeah, he died.
Oh, he died from it.
Yeah. His name was Marcus Hall.
Marcus Hall.
And it was really strange because in those days they didn't have any vaccines or anything. And boy, nobody wanted to get around you, you know, when you had that stuff. They
isolate you or quarantine you?
Yeah, quarantine me. And Dr. Allen was my doctor. And he sent me home and he said, you're going to do one or two things. You're going to get well or you're going to die. You better make it the living part. I'll be by to see you every day. But he said, anybody up here wants to treat you. They didn't want to come in the room with you. And they gave my folks some sort of a shot that supposedly would help. But they found a nurse that had typhoid, and they had her part-time with me and my mother the rest of the time. And the way they treated me was I was running about 106, 107 fever, and they put a rubber sheet on the bed and pulled it up at the corners and then filled it with ice.
Kept you cool down.
Right, that's where they cooled me off. And Hall just didn't make it. you could get all kinds of bugs at that camp.
You were in scouting long enough to get your eagle. Was there many kids got their eagle then?
No, there wasn't that many eagles in the council at that time.
How about in your troop, Troop 1?
Troop 1, we were the first troop in that area or in that council that there were five of us that got an eagle badge in one night. And I don't remember any other eagles in the troop when I joined it, nor any time up until we got ours.
Do you remember about when that was, a date, or like the middle of July, or you said you came back for the ceremony?
I can look at home and send you that
date. Because what it is, I can probably find it in the local newspaper. Particularly if the governor was there and that sort of stuff, there'd probably be some story in the newspaper.
Well, see, Hoopy, or Dr. Weinbrenner, handled the entire service. And he did a deal, I remember very well. He had some things, and he was showing, I don't know what it was he used, he probably used mercury. But he did something where the silver came to the top, and he set out three bottles in it. One of them had bronze in it, one of them had gold in it, one of them had supposedly silver in it. And he was showing how that these metals would come to the top and when they were put in something.
Yeah.
And I don't remember what solution he had them in because, you know, all of them are heavy metals. And I got a hunch that he was using liquid mercury as a silver, you know, but that's just a guess. And he went through that whole business and told all of that. And
who presented you with your eagle? You remember who pinned it on?
No, because my mother and father weren't there. And
your scoutmaster pinned it on, or the governor, or somebody else?
It was probably...
Or Weinbringer, or...
I think maybe it was Hoopy.
Hoopy pinned it on.
Yeah. They had The kids that had their parents there, the parents were standing behind, it was on the stage, we were all up on the stage, and the governor was still up there on the stage and all that. He shook hands with all of us, but he didn't do the badge pinning. Yeah. And I think Hoopy was the one that pinned everyone, and I think in the case of the ones that had their parents there, I think they pinned them, you know. But I didn't have mine there, and Bobby Greer's dad was, his dad and my dad both worked for the railroad.
And they were and, off, they couldn't get off.
Well, no, my dad was out of town.
Oh.
And Greer, I don't remember where his dad was, but he was traveling at that particular time.
What are these pictures of here in Houston?
No, this is in Germany.
In Germany?
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are Court of Honors in Germany.
That y'all had in Germany.
Yeah. I invited one of the generals down, and he gave out some of the badges.
Is that you?
No.
You were younger than that, weren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
What is your impressions of scouting as a young boy? Was it the thing to do in town? Was it, I don't know what the population of Brownwood was then, but...
Oh, it was probably 35,000, 40,000.
Because of the military?
Well, no, now, they were, you know, there was some of their wives and this, that, and the other lived in the town, and I guess you'd say they were population, too, but, I mean, there wasn't that much housing to go around, you know. No, I started in Kaiserslautern, was one of them that helped start the German scouting program back again after the war.
This is after World War II.
Yeah.
How long were you over there?
3 years.
3 years. Then you came back to Houston?
Mm-hmm.
And then started working, or went to college, and then...
No, I'd already been to college. I already had 2 degrees when I was called back.
Oh, you got called back into the service.
Right.
When was this? During the Korean War?
Yeah, during Korea.
Okay.
I went in 53. Got out in 56.
Okay, and then you got sent to Germany instead of Korea.
Yeah.
And then you came back to Houston and started getting involved in scouting here?
Yeah, well, I'd been in while I was going to University of Houston, I was involved in it. And while
through Alpha Phi Omega fraternity.
Well, yeah, that, but I had my own troop. I had my own cub packs and all that. I always worked 2 or 3 units at the same time. Out of that 5, Bill Clark became a scout executive, and he was scout executive at Galveston for a while. And I don't know whether he stayed there till he retired or what. I never did.
I wouldn't
know, but I know that he was scout executive down there. And I know that Leslie Boone and Bobby Greer both worked with troops in Brownwood. Now, I don't know where they went to college and moved off to, you know, but they did work with the, because they both were state and scouting.
Did you do anything in high school outside of scouting? Were you involved in football or sports?
I played football, and I ran track.
Who was your coach?
Gillum.
Gillum?
Yeah. He was heavy in scouting. He was waterfront instructor one of the years at camp, and also he was the first aid Red Cross representative for many years.
Gillum.
Toots Gillum.
Toots Gillum. I remember that name from somewhere.
And, he probably was still active in scouting when you were an executive there.
Let's see, I came there in 70... January 70, I mean 90, excuse me, January
90? No, Toots is dead by then.
Okay. I retired last January from the council. Put in my 42 years, felt like I had done my share. Running scout camps. And,
yeah. Well, when I first went in, I don't know who was in, you know, was in the council when I was cubbing, but... Coral was the scout executive.
What was their office, in the courthouse?
Yeah. Down the basement.
Down the basement. They just had a secretary down there and him, or they had some other people?
They had two or three other people. No professionals. They had two or three there, though, that were helping the deal. I don't remember anybody else being a professional.
But then they lived out of town.
Yeah.
The guy Quirrell is down in Corpus Christi now.
Still alive?
Mm-hmm. I believe it's guy, yeah.
Well, he had two daughters. And one of them married a classmate of mine in Howard Payne. And she's here in Houston.
He would remember you, wouldn't he?
Who, Quirrell?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a thorn in his butt half the time, so I'm sure he would remember me.
That's good. I really appreciate you sharing this with me. This has been super of you to do this. What's in the box?
Oh, that... Shut this off because you won't...